As we begin the second half, Scott City would be on defense to begin, and Colby would begin their drive at their own 20-yard line. It was a touchback on the kickoff. First and 10, Colby would move the ball. This would be their second lengthiest drive of the night, and it would go about 11 plays, but they would get started there. They would be near midfield on third down, and they'd have their biggest pass play of the night.
This is third and 5 from their own 49. 8:20 here in this third quarter. 14-0 Scott City. Split backfield, two receiver set. It'll be a sweep play. Nope, play fake in the middle of the ball. Pass is going to be caught by Walmart. He had a nice shield that time on Kevin Serrano, and it takes it for a 22-yard gain to the Scott City 29-yard line.
Colby moved the ball down the field even a little further. But on third down on their final play of the drive, 5 minutes into the second half, Scott City would force turnover number 2 and would thwart another Eagle drive.
Third and 16, they'll send a man in motion across the formation. That was rush. Play fake by Myers. He's under pressure, rolls to his right, now has to roll to his left, and he is, nope, doesn't get brought down. Still throws, now throws it up for a jump ball, and it's going to be in the no-fly zone of Blaine Culp, who picks it off at the 6-yard line. Culp's 7th pick of the year ends the Colby drive with 7 minutes to go, third quarter.
That was Blaine Culp's 7th pick of the year, and that's pretty impressive to get 7 picks in 1 year. And you think about it, they've played 7 games. Only that's an average of 1 interception per game, and not too many people can say that, or not too many teams can boast that stat there, but that's pretty darn impressive. 7 interceptions in 7 games so far here this year for the Scott City senior. Scott City would take over at their own 6-yard line, 7-1 to go third quarter. They would end up getting a first down on a penalty by Colby, a chop block, and then they'd be forced to punt at their own 30. Unfortunately, a high snap over Brady Welker's head. He was able to retrieve it. He would run it out to his own 16, so Colby had it already in the red zone, and Scott City's defense would hold up yet once again on fourth down at the Beaver 10-yard line.
Fourth and 3, Colby tonight is 0-1 on fourth downs. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Scott City up 14-0. Myers with time, slings it in the end zone, picked off. Right, or no, incomplete, but nonetheless, it's a turnover on downs for the Beavers.
I know Isaac Tarango wanted that interception, but in reality, that was probably a great thing that he didn't have an interception there, because that would have lost Scott City about 9 yards of field position, and they would have been deep in their own territory there with about 99.5 yards to go. Fortunately, the Beavers would take over at their own 10-yard line with 2:42 to go in the third quarter, leading at 14-0. They would have their only 3 and out of the night and be forced to punt from their own 16 late in the third quarter. Colby would take over at the Scott City 42-yard line, and they would have one play in the third quarter. It'd be 14-0 Scott City, leading over Colby going into the fourth quarter. We'll pick up with the fourth and final quarter in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.